Commercials used to say you could help a child in the developing world for less than the price of a cup of coffee. The latest effort to help women and children requires a different comparison. The United Nations hopes to help mothers and infants around the world for less than the bailout of a single bank. Today, the UN Secretary General announces a $20 billion initiative. NPR's Brenda Wilson explains why it's needed now.
Women and children are the first to lose in low-income countries in these tough times, and they don't have far to fall. 9 million children die in their first year of life, and about 500,000 women die in childbirth each year. Norway's UN Ambassador Morten Wetland says that doesn't have to happen.
Most of them, because they give birth in places where they are unsafe and unclean, and they're not in the care of trained health workers or in the health facilities.
And Norway knows. When many Western countries signed on to fight AIDS, Norway targeted maternal and child health with programs like this one in India.
We actually pay the mothers cash on hand for coming to a clinic to give birth there. It's not much. It's in the order of $15, $20. But it matters so much for these mothers because they can stand up against those who are more traditional in their village or in their family, who believe that they should do it the way they always have done that.
That led to a sharp decline in maternal deaths in the program. Now the UN is adopting Norway's ideas. Wetland says UN country representatives are excited because the U.S. will be playing a key role. Nils Dallaire, a senior fellow at the Global Health Council, says U.S. funding was flat under the Bush administration because of its opposition to family planning.
Any effective program to deal with maternal deaths also has to look realistically at the access that these women have to safe, voluntary contraception. Fortunately, now this new administration seems to be much more open to a frank conversation about the realities of life among women around the world.
But there's a catch. Ambassador Wetland says to be eligible to get the money, a country's health budget can't fall below 4%.
This is an area where countries cannot really afford to stop and go in their policies. You may, for example, postpone building a bridge for a year or so, and that is important, but the cost of volatility in the field of health is extremely high.
The initiative targets 49 countries with the highest rates of maternal and child mortality. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.